You're listening to Talk to the Experts on 770 CHQR. I'm Randy Sharman. Our guest today is Gary Vanderleek. He is the engineer designer of the Vangali First Shake Roof System. I'm learning a lot, Gary. We talked about all the sort of how you got, you looked at all the issues of metal roofing and kind of solved them. Is that kind of, how long did this process take, by the way?
That's a really good question. And it took a while. So what we, like I said, at the beginning, I was trying to simulate with using synthetics, resins, and polymers and such, and then moved away from that. And so that was stage one. And that was back on Vancouver Island almost 12 years ago. And then I came to Calgary. And like I said, we evolved the thought pattern and moved towards metal. And came up with the basic designs. We were busy with our own roofing company, so it kind of got put to the side burner for a few years. Then we created the first generation prototype, which I put in a side shed on my house in Valley Ridge, and that was about seven and a half years ago. And that fared well, and so I said, okay, well, let's go to the next stage. And then so we created hand-built pieces, and then we did some smaller turret style roofs on like outside gazebos and such. One in Calgary for the guys at the Extendi Care, just off of 14th down by State there. We just donated it to them, and we did one in Vancouver Island on my property there just to see how it would wear. And then after we did that, we started working on hand building enough product for the house or the home in Valley Ridge, which was basically 3,000 pieces built by hand, 8 minutes a piece to build by hand on the initial build. So a lot of time, a lot of money invested in doing that. And so we did that installation almost 5 years ago, and have been monitoring all of the different factors. And the only thing, of course, with snow is that it slides off. So the only thing we did after the installation, which we knew we would have to do, I just wanted to see how it would handle it without snow stops. So we ended up putting some snow stops on, and magic, everything's just perfect. So that process leading to where we are now, basically, like I said, took about roughly 8 years. Then I started working on mechanizing the fabrication side of things and looking at punching and pressing and shaping. And so some of the challenges with that is, you know, when you're pressing metal, things get scraped and scratched. And so a lot of these processes either involve rolliforming, and because of the shape and the size of my product, I couldn't do that. And because it's pre-painted, there was challenges with that. So the dyes and all. Anyways, the short of it is we are now on the heels of ready to launch our fabrication line, which is being custom engineered with robotics. A coil, feed it through, punch it, shape it, place the APS filler on it, flip it, bundle it, stack it, and ready to roll. So we can basically fabricate our fabrication line now. We'll be able to fabricate roughly 2 roofs a day, or about 7,000 pieces of product a day. So all said, 10 years of extreme focus and a lot of dough.
It sounds like it.